What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the historic winter storm event. We are joined by Ray Smith. He is a plumbing mechanic with Pipes or Us. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lou. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. So, Ray, we are entering maybe the first hour that we're going to be above freezing for a couple of days here. I think the posted temperature is around 33 degrees. At 33, if you have that stream of water at your house, you don't recommend stopping that at 33 degrees, right?
Well, I would suggest going to your water intake, wherever it comes into your house, and try to turn it off from there until you can call a service repair plumber to come out and assess the situation for you.
No, what I'm saying is that you've had a stream of water that you've had through this entire event, and now that we're just getting above freezing, you shouldn't stop that stream of water at 33 degrees.
No. I would let it run, Newell.
Yeah, because it looks like they're predicting that we might get to 34, but that might not be, you know, the case. I mean, it looks like we're going to linger around 33 degrees for about another 3 hours.
Right, and then it's going to drop a little freezing again tonight. So yeah. Anyone that has been running their water, I suggest they keep running it.
Right. I have received some texts and I've had some calls of people that are noticing water in their pan underneath their hot water heater. What is that and what causes that?
Well, it could be a number of things. If the water heater is set too high, it could be the relief valve popping off of too much pressure in the tank. I suggest they check the thermostat on a water heater and turn it down. It may be up too high. That's what usually causes the pressure relief valve to start spewing, is too much pressure in the tank from the temperature being set too high inside of the tank.
Are there any other possible causes of that?
Yeah, the tank could be failing, but that's usually not the case unless it's outside.
Right.
If it's inside, I wouldn't think the tank would be failing because of the temperature change.
So, Ray, as we enter what, you know, I've been referring to as the melt, does that present any particular challenge from a plumbing perspective?
Well, the phone's starting to ring because people are discovering leaks now that the thaw is somewhat, we're getting up above freezing a little bit, and people are seeing water, so the phone has definitely picked up in the last hour or two, and we're making a list, and we're going to get to everyone as promptly as we can.
Yeah, and that's because did they not recognize that their pipes were frozen, or what?
It could be a combination of a few things. I mean, either they didn't run the water and they had a pipe that was on the way or leaking and finally gave way with the freeze and froze. And now that it's thawing out, they see water starting to come out since the water's starting to flow again.
Right. And obviously, the best advice is to go to the main or to go to the intake by at the front of your house and turn that valve off immediately.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's about the only thing we could do. I mean, we're going to get to everyone as soon as we can, but we're making a list and we're going to go down the list. And I'm telling people it's imperative they answer their phone tomorrow, because once we get out and about, if they don't answer their phone, we're going to have to skip over them and go to the next call and then try to get back with them.
Yeah, and
so you don't lose your
spot. That's pretty much going to be the practice of everyone, because as those lists get large and they're having to deal with it, they can't waste time looking for folks, right?
Yes, sir. And another thing we found from the 89 freeze was the hot side of your water line, especially in a raised house, usually the hot water line freezes first, and you have more leaks on the hot side. So depending on what we see, we may turn the water heater off and fire up the cold and see how many leaks we have on the cold side, repair those first so people can have working toilets and, you know, work at running water. And then if we turn the water heater on and there's more leaks on the hot side, we may have to reschedule that for a later date, you know, depending on how bad the situation is.
Right, right. And that's because historically a lot of people don't run the hot and the cold side, right?
That's correct.
And, you know, it's interesting how many people were surprised by that advice in advance of this event, that the hot side needs to be run as well. And I was kind of shocked by the number of people that didn't realize that.
Right, because if the water is just sitting in the hot water line and hot water does freeze faster, by it not moving, it's going to freeze first, and you're going to, the hot line is the first one that's going to go.
Right. Final thoughts, Ray?
I'm praying for the best, and you know that's all we can do at this point is wait and see how bad the situation is going to be. But it's unprecedented for us down here. In my 64 years, I've never seen any kind of snow like this that we've seen yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it looks like we're not going to get significantly above freezing until tomorrow afternoon around 2 p.m. We get up to 40 degrees. And at that point in time, you know, you'll begin to see more melt, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, as the temperature rises, people are going to realize their water pressure has dropped and then they're going to discover leaks or whatever. But all I can say is just ask people to be patient, and we'll get to everyone as soon as we can. But Mother Nature can be treacherous, and she threw us a curveball this time, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Ray Smith with Pipes R Us, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
Thank you, Newell. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we will visit with Ghassan Corbin, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Stay with us.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.